This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Flu hospitalizations have hit a 15-year peak, according to data from the CDC. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports our area is one of the hardest-hit regions in the country.
The CDC measures respiratory illnesses across a broad range of diagnoses, including severe infections like influenza, RSV, and COVID-19. And according to the agency, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware all register as very high when it comes to levels of acute respiratory illness. Breaking that up across the nation, emergency department visits for the flu specifically are very high. One should note they're moderate for RSV and actually low for COVID. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says the severity of this flu season could be attributed to indoor gatherings being more common than they were immediately post-pandemic.
People weren't necessarily hanging out with each other in close settings like they are now. So it makes sense that influenza is kind of raising its ugly head right now.
Dr. Brian also says flu vaccines are down this year, meaning the flu spreads more easily and many people's symptoms are more severe. And when it comes to staying safe, Dr. Brian says one basic step is more important than anything else.
Wash your hands. Not only wash your hands, but don't be like rubbing your eyes or biting your nails.
The most at-risk groups are the oldest and youngest members of the population, as well as those with pre-existing conditions like asthma, heart disease, and diabetes. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's been 20 years since a man and woman went missing in South Philadelphia after a night out on the town, and authorities are still trying to figure out what happened to them. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more on the infamous case of Danielle Imbo and Richard Patrone.
The pair went missing February 19th of 2005, leaving a bar along South Street for Patrone's black Dodge Dakota pickup truck and vanished. They haven't been seen or heard from in 20 years and are presumed dead. Over the years, there have been some leads that haven't been fruitful and river searches for the pickup truck, but it's never been found. At the time, 34-year-old Danielle Imbo was ending her marriage and lived in South Jersey, and 35-year-old Richard Patrone was living in Ardmore above his family's bakery. They were both parents, Imbo to a young son and Patrone to a young daughter. The two had known each other since high school. The FBI is lead on the case and is offering a $15,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A former Montgomery County prison board member has pleaded guilty to charges he stole nearly $95,000 of COVID relief funds aimed at helping people stay in their homes. The man previously spent decades in prison for a murder he committed when he was 17. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
On the first day of his trial, after prosecutors gave their opening statement, 56-year-old Vernon Steed from Upper Gwynedd pleaded guilty to 9 felonies, including dealing in unlawful proceeds and theft by deception. Steed admitted he and his wife lied on forms to collect about $95,000 in COVID rental assistance funds in 2021, listing properties they didn't own. Prosecutor Gwen Call.
He used his position as an advocate and counselor in HopeWorks to reach out to people who were either suffering from active addiction or who were in recovery to obtain their identities and use their identities to submit these fraudulent COVID relief applications.
Steed's sentencing hearing hasn't been scheduled. Prosecutors expect to seek state prison time, and he could face additional time behind bars for violating parole. Steed spent 30 years in prison after he was sentenced to life in 1988 for a shooting when he was 17. He was released on parole in 2018 after the Supreme Court ruled juvenile life sentences were unconstitutional. He was appointed to a volunteer position on the Montgomery County Board of Prisons in 2022, but stepped down 3 days before these charges were filed. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Brewery Town community is mourning a devastating fire at the historic United Missionary Baptist Church Monday night. KYW Sheridan Day Howard spoke with neighbors as they've spent their week paying their respects.
It is body shock.
It's like mind-blowing.
Really, truly hasn't sunken in.
Neighbors, one by one, almost in procession, stopped in shock, looking up at what was left of their 133-year-old church following a devastating fire that broke out on February 17th around 7:30 p.m.
I see boards going up.
Yes. So right now, we're just really trying to just secure the facility to pay forward a rebuilding.
Minister Crystal Williams with the church says her heart is broken.
This is my whole life. My father pastored this church for 54 years, and my sisters pastored it for 12.
James McCray has been a parishioner for decades and was close with Minister Williams' father, Reverend Williams.
60 years. I met Reverend Williams when I was 10 years old.
James says the church was special, the stained glass, its stone structure, but also its place in Black history.
This church is historical. Reverend Williams used to walk around the college wall with Martin Luther King and all that.
For more information on how you can help, go to the church's Facebook page. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.